Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'll just be led by you. I kind of always feel with a moratorium that it's almost like a parliamentary committee and I'm yes. the one facing everyone.
Oh, so what you're saying is... and we should have introduced the show, but I feel it's already started.
Oh, well, listen, well,
you're saying that you're Matt Hancock.
No, I've not said that. This is not the start of the...
It's 100% the show has started.
This is not the start of the moratorium. I haven't even welcomed everyone yet.
Well, why don't you do it now?
The music hasn't started.
It did. I started it like a couple of minutes ago.
Well, you started it without my authority.
Do you want me to start it again?
Start it again now and I'll start the episode properly.
It's already started.
The music starts.
We're like 2 minutes in now.
No, we're not. Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth, and I hacked travel.
Past tense.
I'm not hacking. I'm not hacking right now.
No.
I'm sat before the jury.
So you still see yourself...
Welcome to the moratorium.
You still see yourself at the end of, what, the sixth series of the show?
Can I just explain to the audience what's going on right now? I feel like I am sat before a parliamentary committee because in front of me is Chris. He's got his glasses on. He never wears his glasses when we're out hacking. And he's also sat looking at pre-prepared notes on a MacBook. And I've got nothing other than a latte in front of me.
Okay, Mr. Matt Hancock.
I feel like I'm in the dock.
I think you might need to refer back to your notes from...
I'll get my MacBook out.
Right, why?
Don't know. It's looked good, wouldn't it?
No, because you'll just look at your fantasy football team. or you'll start doing some train thing. I wish you'd done a train thing like before this hack.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot of feedback.
Okay, good. That's
good.
A
lot of questions.
Engagement in life is good.
Yes. Yes, the hand gesture was very politician then.
Notice how I've got my thumbs.
Your thumbs up.
Like they do, yeah.
Just don't do that wide-legged stance in front of me, please. Genuinely, there is some positivity.
Yes. Good.
So maybe we start with some odds and sods around that area before
we get into
what I think most people will consider the meat of the show.
Yeah, great.
So here's some hors d'oeuvres.
Can I just say thank you, first of all, to everybody? I think that would be a good thing to do.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to Richie Firth Travel Hacker.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's too late. They've sent the message.
No, look, I'm aware that we're dealing with a historical event right now. The hack that we're talking about in this particular moratorium was recorded in the spring of 2023. Here we're sat in 2024. Mm-hmm. What is it? January. And we're different people, Chris.
Right.
We're older. We're wiser.
Mm.
So I just wanted to say thank you and acknowledge our Patreons and those that don't patriate.
I would share that sentiment in a less enthusiastic manner.
Okay.
I want to start with a series of 3 points that was made by listener Andrew, and this was after only listening to the first episode.
Okay.
So I thought it was quite nice to sort of see where the audience were at, not at the end, but really early on.
On a journey.
In the journey, yes. Starts eager anticipation, followed by bewilderment.
Okay.
One, what are you hacking? Go to Scotland? Come back from Scotland on a stinking sleeper train? Two, producer Chris in dungarees. I used to admire Chris for his down-to-earth qualities. And a fellow bike rider too. Now metrosexual dungarees. Andrew, yes I am. And three, welcome back anyway. I do sense impending dissension, so I'll listen to part two. P.S. Stop pissing Patreon money away. So, I guess, look, that was, I think, a general vibe that people would share after the first episode.
How wrong were they? I think that's fair. The first of Andrew's points, I'm not making notes here, but I probably should have done. The first of Andrew's points was excitement, because he was pleased that we were back, and that's great. And I once again echo my thanks to everyone for coming back again.
Careful.
His second point was, what's Chris doing in dungarees?
No, that wasn't his second point.
It was.
You know, his second point was followed by bewilderment.
Yeah, because he was bewildered because you were in dungarees.
Oh, right.
As was I'm sure my wife. It. I remember her saying the other day, merely the other day, saying, what's your view on men in dungarees? And I said, oh, I'm not a fan. She went, yeah, it gives me the ick. And I said, yeah, Chris was in dungarees when we went up to Scotland to hack the sleeper train last year.
How do you feel about the fact that I now also have a boiler suit?
When do you wear that?
I've worn it in two places.
Where?
In the dance tent at a festival.
Okay, that's fine.
Walking the dog? Yeah, I've got a dog now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Little Daphne.
What's it called?
Daphne.
Oh, I thought that was the breed.
No. Okay. It's Cavalier King Charles.
She's three. How have you called a Cavalier King Charles a lady's name?
Okay. Do we need to really do this?
Carry on.
She's a Cavalier Queen Charlotte.
That's better. Yeah.
Andrew, I think, smelt a rat from episode one. I think that's fair.
If there was a rat to smell.
If there was a rat to smell, it was smelt. This message is from Brian, who I think is in the USA. This was now sent from the middle of episode three.
Mm-hmm.
Loving the new season.
Great.
I just got to the middle of ep three. And this delightful thing happened that you need to know about. Number one, the scratch card number reveal.
Ah.
Two, when you win nothing, Chris says, oh, fuck off. If that's not everyone's reaction. And number three, immediately off the back of the off.
Yeah.
An ad break. If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, give the scratchers from the California lottery.
Brilliant.
Perfection. No notes, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
So sometimes it is better not to be a patron, but most of the time it's better being a Patreon.
Patreon.org.
That's not it. So Brian was quite happy. The scratch card, I thought, did provide some good narrative to the show.
It did, and excitement at times.
Have you bought a scratch card since?
No.
I bought some for Christmas. There was 9 round the table on Christmas Day.
And?
So I spent £9. Yeah. And what was our accumulative winnings from the 9 scratch cards?
I think, David Dickinson style, you wiped your face clean, £9.
7.
Ah, that's all right.
My 4-year-old won a fiver.
I don't think she can gamble.
No, I'm going to have to claim that one back.
Okay.
And father-in-law won £2. No one else got a bean.
Well, do you know what? You know, if you were to pick people around the table to win, I'd have gone with them.
Right, okay. Well, there you go. Howard and Polly see that as an endorsement. Craig wrote. Craig's a fan of the show.
Great.
Bear in mind, I want you. Craig.
You'd hope that everyone that listens is a fan of the show.
Yeah, but Craig has bothered to message in the past, so you would see definitely is a fan of the show.
Okay.
Just wanted to say how much I loved the latest series of Travel Hacker.
Thank you, Craig.
Entertaining from start to finish, and I definitely think Chris needs to take Richie on a whiskey distillery tour.
Oh, I'm up for that.
Oh, would you actually drink more whiskey?
Yes, I would. Okay. Yeah. You've got to remember, I'd eaten a lot before we had the whiskey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's what stopped you drinking more whiskey?
No. My stomach wasn't in a good place.
Right. Fair. However, I'm still struggling to understand the hack element of Richie's plan. His argument was you can justify the time away to your partner slash family as the experience is less enjoyable than just staying in a nearby hotel, so they'll be okay with it. But the cost of a trip far outweighed the cost of going to a nice hotel room in London for a night, so why would either party want to do it? Also, Chris, I think you're having a laugh expecting Richie to get his head around such a complicated game in such a short time to win the bottom bunk. And Richie, you just dropped in that you had an owl at your wedding without any explanation, as if it's a normal thing. I want to address the second half of this message more than the first half.
Go on.
So, was that game complicated?
I still couldn't tell you how to play it to this day.
Well, Jules writes in, I have played Sleeping Queens with my children.
Right.
My six-year-old picked it up in 10 minutes.
But I'd had whiskey. Yeah.
Chris has clearly played the game with his children. Richie, do you think your inability to keep up reflects badly on you?
Yeah, it obviously does. We'd played two card-based parlor games.
Do you want me to respond? Do you want me to give the correspondence on the first of those as well?
On top trumps.
Yep.
I've had some myself. One bloke said really enjoyed the season. Top trumps episode was not a favourite.
Ed, just listened to 30 minutes of Top Trumps on the Travel Hacker Pod. Quite remarkable. Thrilled I haven't paid for this.
Yeah, I think both of us have received the Top Trumps feedback.
It was a bad episode.
It was a bad episode.
Yeah, although it was really interesting that I think we both agreed that their cuteness ratings are wrong.
I wonder if it would have been a better episode if we hadn't played it on the train. Because obviously there's element... You think about the areas that we were recording in, okay? So part of the series, we were on trains. Part of the series, we're going around Glasgow and Edinburgh. Part of the series, we're at Euston. It's much like when David Attenborough is in the jungle looking at a beetle fucking or something or other, he has to talk quietly because he doesn't want to put the beetle off. When he's somewhere else just doing a piece to camera, he can talk at a loud volume and that's easier to take in. I wonder if we played Top Trumps somewhere where we could talk at a normal volume, whether it would have been a better episode.
So is we're not going to interrupt the beetle's fucking?
And in this case, the Beatles fucking were our other passengers.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So you think the episode died on its arse because we played it in hushed tones, not because literally we set up the hack, got going, and then just completely abandoned any idea of the hack to play a game of cards?
It could be argued that what you said is correct.
And in fact, a third of the entire series was given away to card games.
Once again, that is a fact.
Yeah.
How people then respond to that is down to them, not to us.
And you couldn't pick up a game that Jules' six-year-old picked up in 10 minutes.
That is correct.
And you had an owl at your wedding?
That is correct, yes. Yeah. The owl flew down the nave of the church to deliver the rings.
I remember.
Yeah.
It was quite something.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, I will say it was slightly gimmicky, but somehow worked.
Thank you very much. I think the one thing that I would feed back to the owl people, not that this is what this moratorium is about,
is
what's never made.
Many years have you been married, for God's sakes?
7 or 8. It's one of the two.
7 or 8.
You were there.
I know.
It's on you as well. You should know what year it was. The feedback I would give is that there is an incentive for the owl to fly at the right moment of the service, and that incentive is a dead mouse.
Yep.
But obviously, once it's flown and delivered the rings, mm-hmm. it wants to eat the dead mouse. So the service has to kind of go on hold for about 45 seconds. The vicar has the rings. The couple are waiting to be married. Everyone's waiting. But the service can't continue until the owl has chowed down on the remaining entrails of a mouse, and then it'll fly back. So it's all paused while you're watching quite a grim act take place.
Yeah. And could you keep that out of your mind for the rest of the evening?
It passed quickly, but it was...
What are we talking about here?
Owl droppings.
Right. I thought it was lovely. I thought it was an excellent day.
Thank you.
And I have fond memories of what I believe it's going to be late April, your anniversary, just so as you know. Take
St. George's Day.
I don't know when that is.
23rd of April?
Okay, that would make sense. That's about right.
Hey, Siri, when's St. George's Day?
St. George's Day is on Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024.
Yeah, so that is my wedding anniversary. Yeah. Can't tell you with certainty off the top of my head what year it was.
I did the London Marathon that year. No, I don't know. Maybe 2015.
2015?
Was Mabel alive? Mabel was a... Don't know.
Carry on.
Mike writes, I still don't really understand the hack.
I don't think you were with child.
Was I not?
No.
I think I was. Could have been 2016. Could have been 2015.
Carry on. Mike writes,
I still don't remember the hack. Isn't a travel hack supposed to be either quicker or cheaper? Clearly, this was expensive and slow. Cheaper would be coach and quicker would be plane. Can we just admit this was a bit of a jolly for train enthusiast Richie? I look forward to season 7 when Richie hacks European travel by doing a 2-week cruise around the Med.
Two points he's made there.
Mm.
The first one is this was a hack. This was a hack.
Yep.
Okay. The hack was... I should have rehearsed this line coming in today. This is, if this was a government inquiry, this is the bit that you're briefed on, isn't it?
Go back to the notes.
What was that? Can we just take some time here?
Nope.
The hack was to prove that travel just doesn't need to be travel. Travel can be rest. And that is what we did on the sleeper train from Glasgow down to London. Now, to be able to do that, we needed to be in Glasgow, and we weren't in Glasgow. We live in London. So that is why we had to catch the train from
London. So the first half of the hack wasn't a hack.
Not
really. The first half of the hack was taking us to the hack.
Correct.
Which we just happened to record.
Correct.
And make half of the season.
Because what we thought people would want to hear would be just you and I hanging out. But the hack was the second part of the series. The first part was ancillary.
Right. I mean, that is the best explanation you've given so far, and it still makes no sense. Chris writes, and I don't know what episode Chris is referring to here, but I like that when people describe the location they're in. As I sit waiting for my daughter's gymnastics to finish, the 19 minutes I spent listening to this feels like 19 minutes I will never get back. I've never commented on Twitter before, but I'm both awed by the front in serving this up and disappointed in myself for returning next week.
Which episode was that after?
I'm guessing it was the Trumps.
But once again, the Top Trumps episode was part of the journey up to the hack. And I'm sorry that some people didn't have the foresight to see that's what was going on.
So the killer episodes were towards the end of the season then, really?
Correct, yes. The killer episodes to consider are the episodes from when we turned round and started heading south.
So on that, Bob messaged twice, actually. Welcome back. We've missed you.
Thank you.
So far, we've learned that Chris is sporting dungarees, and Richie reckons I look like, Chris looks like a left-wing children's presenter.
Correct.
This is the type of edgy political stuff that we want. Then we learnt about palm oil and the joy of sour sweets.
Yep.
Yep. No wonder Chris felt a bit sleepy with this exciting insight. Eyesight, tea has got caffeine in it, then exhausted the weather conversation cropped up. But the coup de grace was the scratch card and the fantasy of 7,000. Will Berwick be lucky? Stay tuned, hack fans.
This was all during the journey up.
Yep.
I've dealt with that now.
Yeah, okay. So then moved on. Because obviously the hack, as you say, comes later. So, after episode 4. Still no nearer to finding out what the hack actually is. If I could hazard a guess, it's a chance for two married dads to have 22 hours away from the wives and kids, eating sweets, a raft of lagers, and stripping in front of each other. Am I close?
Very. Very close.
Yep. And then, where we get to the nub of the hack.
Okay.
We never got another email.
What do you mean?
So that were the only two messages we got. So we got commentary at the start.
Yeah.
We got commentary midway through.
Yeah.
Then we get to the actual hack.
Yes.
As you've described it.
Yes. Yeah.
No notes.
I guess that's because people were wowed. Probably those people that are tempted to engage with things in life have already done so. And I'm imagining they probably felt quite embarrassed, right, thinking that they'd already moaned during the earlier part of the season, then heard what we actually did do and were like, oh my God, why did I spunk out my rage earlier?
What?
I should have kept things calm. I understand what they did now. I feel a bit sheepish. Is it too late to recall my email? Probably not.
So for everyone who provided correspondence, or as Richie would call it, rage spunkers, thank you for your messages.
Yes.
As you said earlier on.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to end the messages with this one because I've got a few questions away from everyone else's correspondence to ask. From Zach. This is for the Travel Hacker moratorium, if not too late. Ironically, I think Travel Hacker has lost its way. Oh. 6 episodes from a train journey that had no hack. I'll never know. Evidenced by the episodes, this was just a top Trump's commentary. Back to proper hacks, please.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay, that's...
It's not 6 countries in a day, Rich.
No, it's not. That's brutal, isn't it?
It's not the M25 in under 2 hours, Rich.
Okay. At this juncture, I feel this is the time to take stock.
An ad break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back. Okay, it's always important, no matter who you are or what you are, whether you are a person or an organisation, to take on board feedback.
Right.
And we've done that.
Are we a person or an organisation here? Because I'm not taking any of this on. This is not my hack.
I'm a person and I've taken it on board. We are an organisation, yes. The Travel Hacker Corporation.
Yes.
And I think some fair points have been made.
Yes.
I will carefully say this, and I want people to listen carefully.
Yep.
The season that we have been talking about in this moratorium may have been one of our seasons where we provided less travel solutions than other seasons. And I take that on board. Going forward, which is what travel is, this is my promise. Whatever our next hack is, will blow your minds.
Shit.
And I'll repeat that. Whatever our next hack is, will blow your minds.
You finished.
Travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com.
You just finished the email address. Why did you just say the email address?
I don't know.
You don't finish sentences with an email address.
Yeah, because actually, why would people... Why would people email now? Because it's all finished. there's a there's a valid reason.
What?
Why? Tell me you'd like to hack again. Would you like to hack again?
I don't know.
Oh, Chris. Do we have money?
Yes. I'm crying.
Do we have money to hack again?
Yes.
And will you hack with me?
Yes.
So then there is a reason for people to email.
What? No, you didn't tell them what the reason was. You just uttered some bilge and then said an email address and stopped.
No, the reason I uttered the email address was to provide hope. Okay. If the listener knows they can feed back to us, they have hope for the
future.
They
know. They've told us what they think already.
Oh, dear.
Are you inviting them to suggest new hacks?
Yes.
Right.
What would you like us to do?
Oh, fuck. I thought after that monologue you had a hack in mind.
No.
Oh, shit. I've got a hack in mind.
Go on, then.
I liked doing 6 countries in a day.
I like that. That's good.
I liked just getting in the car, getting the mics rolling mm-hmm. with a clear goal.
Yes.
Clear target.
We didn't really have a clear goal this time, did we?
It was complete bilge. It was like, don't get me wrong, spending 22 hours with you, Rich, an absolute pleasure.
It had its moments, didn't it?
I always, always enjoy hanging out with you.
Thank you.
It was the worst hack.
Yeah, it was.
It was worse than the time we sunk 5 minutes into a canoe journey. And at least that only took that long.
Yeah.
We have done so many exciting things on the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I say, we have taken planes, trains, automobiles, multiple countries,
yeah.
canoes.
Yeah.
We've done a lot. Ferries.
Yes.
We've done, well, sort of ferry. What do you call it? The one on the Thames.
Oh,
the Clipper.
The Clipper.
The Kipper.
The Clipper.
We've done lots of really exciting things. I think on the hack, the bit that you enjoyed the most of this journey was pretending that you're annoyed but secretly really enjoying the fact that you knew all the announcements on the train from Edinburgh to Glasgow.
Yeah, it's all right.
We need a goal.
Yes.
We need a target.
And you've got one in mind.
I've got a broad area. I guess you can say the email address again if you like. It might be nice to get some feedback from them.
Yeah.
You and I have gone to see quite a bit of sport together over the years.
Correct.
I would love to do something where we visit sports stadiums in a day or in a weekend.
Yeah.
Can we, for example, visit, you know, 10 sports stadiums, 15 sports stadiums, every football stadium in London?
Yeah.
Can we do all 18 county cricket grounds in a weekend? Can we make 3 professional sports matches in a day? Something like that.
The Premier League in a day.
Okay, detail.
Well, how can... That's not fair. How can you spout off...
No, your... I mean, but what do you mean? Like, go to every ground in a day?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yes, but I think going to all 20 grounds in a day is not possible.
Well, let me just start this off then. Let me think about it. You'd start in Bournemouth, you'd drive to Brighton. That's 2 done in 2 hours. Okay?
So you're already miles behind target if you've done 2 in 2 hours.
No, because then you drive up to London.
Yeah.
And London has got loads of teams.
Yeah.
You got your West Ham, your Arsenal, your Tottenham,
yep.
your Chelsea.
Yep. Brentford, Crystal Palace.
You're ticking off 6 suddenly in about half an hour.
No, that'll take 3 or 4 hours.
No, it wouldn't.
I think the Premier League clubs of London will take you 3 or 4 hours.
Well, then that's still... So we've done 6 Premier League clubs in 3 or 4 hours. We did the 2 on the South Coast, so that's 8 in 6 hours. Suddenly that doesn't sound so bad, does it? 8 in 6.
Right.
And then you're shooting up the motorway to the likes of Birmingham to do Wolves and Aston Villa.
Mm-hmm. Birmingham aren't in the Premier League.
Yeah, but Aston Villa and Wolves are, and that's where Birmingham is.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Thank you. So that's probably then 10 in 10.
Right. So we're halfway there.
Yeah. Although if you started at 6 o'clock in the morning, for example, and then you've been travelling for 10 hours,
PM.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. And you've still got to do Liverpool, Manchester.
20 in a weekend is possible?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's throw this to the listeners.
But what's the hack?
I don't know. Like, could the hack be the best way to approach every ground? Is the hack simply... it's a multiple hack. It is. So we do the best journey from Brighton to Bournemouth, the best journey from Bournemouth to Crystal Palace, the best journey from... Mm-hmm. So we do multiple best ways into a ground.
Yeah.
Is the hack simply, it's really exciting to see, maybe we make it less arduous, but more pleasurable. And do we, almost like a walking tour, we say, here are 10 great football stadiums in London, or here are in the southeast, and here is our guide to each stadium and a review of it. So this is what we think of the high street at Leighton Orient and the best place you can get a pint and a pie, and then Brentford and QPR and so on. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think we like sport and we like a goal.
Yes.
That was my starter for 10.
It's a serving suggestion. And that is the kind of thing that we're after at travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com.
That was entirely appropriate.
Yeah.
Well done.
So, have a little think. Travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. As we found
out... You've said it too many times now.
As we found out, there is a slush fund of money for us to still hack with.
Do you want me to find out how much we got?
Yeah. We've got an appetite to hack. And obviously our idea for the last hack wasn't received.
All right, hack, don't. No.
You sound like Windsor Davis there.
Your idea.
Okay.
Your aim was to make me feel rested, and I got a good night's sleep on that train. So
there you go.
I just want to give you the...
Better than I did, in fairness.
Yep, that's your problem. Oh, they've just sent a code to our email. Fucking hell. Come on, Patreon. Right. We got about 40 quid ad rev come in last month. So that piles
That's
in.
That's good.
Right. Okay. We have about 700 quid to spend.
740?
No, I factored that in.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's good.
Get us around, wouldn't it?
Get us around.
So, there we go.
Okay. Could we buy a second-hand car?
Oh, fucking no.
What?
You can use my car. We're not buying a car. I want to buy a car.
Hey, Siri, what car could I buy for £700?
A shit one.
Okay. I found this on the web for what car could I buy for £700. Check it out.
Right, well, find cars for... It's come up with a page, cars for sale under £500 near you. A Honda Jazz, 500 quid. Nottingham, Hounslow, Cardiff. Well, there you go.
So what's the hack? We buy a car. With everyone's money.
No. Go back to your football. I'm just spitballing ideas at the moment, all right? A season ticket is probably around about 500 quid.
Right.
Okay, for some shit teams. So if you bought a car for £500... Uh-huh. I know, you'd still need to buy tickets to games, wouldn't you? There's something in there.
Okay. Let's throw it out to the smart people involved.
I don't
in
think
show.
We've ever been as opaque with our listeners... as letting them know what the budget is for the hack that we want to try and do.
You don't mean opaque, do you? We've been clear with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, not opaque.
There's levels of opacity.
Well, there is an element of almost transparency.
Yes.
If not translucence.
Yeah. Yeah. So, £700.
Mm-hmm.
We have an appetite to hack.
Mm-hmm.
We need ideas. Travelhackerpodcast at gmail.com for the final time.
I'm done.
Thank you.
God.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.